Reading from the Brihadbhagavatamrita, Book 1, Chapter 6, Text 1 to 3. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Parikshit Uvacha Chatudvarye Mahaprema Rasaveshena Yantrita Mahavishnu Priyovina Hastosau Vismritakila Sadadvaravati Vasa Vyastanta Puruvartmana Prabhu Prasada Deshanta Paveshascharyavahina Purvabhyasa Ivabhyasam Prasadasya Gatomani Bhutavishto Mahonmada Priyatascha Yatetara. Sri Parikshit said, Noble Mother, after hearing Ugrasena's advice, Narada, the dear devotee of Lord Mahavishnu, became absorbed in the taste of exalted love of God, which seized him in its grip. Forgetting everyone else, he started off, vina in hand. Having spent much time before in Dwaraka, Narada automatically took the familiar roads to the center of the city, amazing roads that led to the neighborhood of the Lord's palaces, and came to a palace of Krishna's that he knew how to reach from earlier visits. Under the spell of intense transcendental agitation, Narada seemed like an ordinary person haunted by a ghost. Purport. As this chapter describes what Narada says to Uddhava and the other devotees in Dwarka, as this chapter describes what Narada says to Uddhava and the other devotees in Dwarka, inspires them to discuss the present situation in Vraja. Overhearing these talks, Krishna becomes bewildered in ecstatic love. When Narada left Hastinapur for Dwarka, he could think only of how wonderful are Krishna and his devotees. He picked up his veena, but was too distracted to play it. How then did he manage to find his way to Dwarka and Krishna's palaces? He managed because he had gone there many times before. He took the right roads even without paying attention. As the road to the inner city approached the royal quarters, it assumed a bewildering appearance and took many unusual turns, making it a road ordinarily impossible for non-residents to follow. Narada seemed oblivious of what he was doing and managed to arrive at his destination only because he was accustomed to the route. The truth is, however, that when one is conducted helplessly under the control of pure love of God, one actually understands everything perfectly. He certainly cannot forget the way to reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmalatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siddhadvaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Shyamashram in Cali, Colombia. Externally very paradisical place, like a paradise. I sometimes butcher the English language, but yeah, it's very nice. And our retreat starts next week. Already, Rasik Govinda and Malini Radha here, as well as Patrick from Chatham, upstate New York. Also, I guess I have this new toy. It wasn't my idea, but it seems functional. A WhatsApp group for my friends and well-wishers, and we're decided to keep it clean, basically. Not as kind of a discussion board so much, but just to me be able to communicate to people connected with me, both the retreats and activities that I'm doing, and realizations that I want to share. And people know that I kind of like branding. The Bhakti Immersion, Waves of Devotion, Kirtan Sutra, I like that. So the way I'm organizing it is trying to get basically some communication every day, but not with the same obligation of Monday morning greetings. If I can do it, I will. But Monday is the Monday morning greetings. Tuesday will be Tuesday Tattva. I'm going to put there, as I read the Bhagavatam, things that inspired me, a quote from Prabhupada to make a little comment. And then Wednesday, I'll do Wednesday Wisdom, a personal realization by myself. Thursday, maybe I thought of a thought for Thursday or Thursday thoughtfulness. Just in my intellectual pursuits, I explain that Veda means knowledge. It's not just a book, so you can find it everywhere. And I find some intellectuals that I appreciate seem to be connected to that level of knowledge on a certain application. So I included something I thought of importance on Thursday, but it doesn't seem many people saw it. But a favorite intellectual of mine called Jonathan Haidt, who's really studied why the generation coming up is so profoundly more depressed, profoundly more degrees of suicide, etc. And by his, he's a social scientist, by his study, he just outlines it very, very clearly. He's brilliant. So if I find something like that, I may put it up. When I was discussing with this with Jack, he chose, what about Friday Fanatic? Fanatic Friday. He didn't have anything particular in mind, I think, but I don't know if the title is that maybe just collect those very strong statements of Prabhupada. My cousin Ma Seva Bharti, when she visited me in Vrindavan, I gave her a Gita because she's a sannyasini. She just loved Prabhupada's forceful statements. Then I put Surprise Saturday, which I don't know how many surprises I have, but Satyaraj Prabhu sent me a picture, which I remember very clearly. of me talking to George Harrison when I visited Mayapur in December of 1980 something. So I related that story and we included that picture. And then I'm contemplating, I'm not sure yet. I'll talk with people called Sunday sharing, where the devotees in the community can share whatever they want. So one day it could be like that. Let's see. So congratulations, those of you that are following. We're finally reaching the goal in Narada's exciting journey. And remember, it began with Parama Disha Antim, the topmost fruit, the end goal, which is something which, not just the end goal, it's the height of the end goal, Swabhakti Swayam, which is God's own devotion for himself in the form of a devotee. And Namo Mahabhadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, and giving that to the world. And one way he gives it to the world is by the great acharyas like Sanatana Goswami explaining it. And we had many, many discussions, I think, at the very beginning, how it's not an easy task to communicate this. And the proper teacher to explain something builds up a student's frame of reference so that he has an ability to understand something. Something's beyond your frame of reference, you can't understand it. For example, I give the 5-year-old girl romance. You can't explain it to her. It's beyond her frame of reference. So what a good teacher does is, through our frame of reference, expands our frame of reference so that we can accommodate deeper and deeper truths. And usually that's done in a dialectic where the teacher speaks and the student responds. From the student's response, the teacher can understand what is lacking in that student's frame of reference to understand what he's been explaining. And it may go on, like in the Gita, Arjuna could understand how the what's spiritual is consciousness and not necessarily the activity. And to explain that to the world, Krishna demonstrates that by showing the spirituality of war and killing. Very, not that the war and killing is spiritual, but the consciousness can be if it's one duty. And if you think it's difficult understanding that, imagine, so I don't even want to give you the imagination, a little child that you love, and someone was to kill that child, hurt, abuse that child, and you had a gun in your hand. What would be your consciousness in shooting it? Would it be love or hate? Or even was a hate. And what would be the motive for doing it? Love for your child. Your duty as a parent. So anyway, Sanatana Goswami painstakingly, through the story of Narada Muni, has built up our frame of reference, built up our frame of reference to, or is building it up to understand the Parama Disha Antim, which is the sentiments of Srimati Radharani in her greatest moment of need, her highest level of separation. And the way he does it is so brilliant. It is coming here. Now, again, we went through that progression, but let's go far as back as Prahlad, remembrance, no, go to Hanuman, service, Hanuman, no, service, intimate service, the Pandavas, no, not just intimate service, but the association of Krishna, the residence of Dwarka, led by Udrasena, no, not just the associate, but having that association of Krishna all the time by the force of one's service. Therefore, go see Uddhava. So Uddhava is a main character in this story that serves the theme of explaining the exalted nature of the exalted nature of the love of the residents of Vrindavan as that Parama Dasha. Dasha means stage, not das. Parama Dasha, antim, the end, supreme stage. So he shows that. And the way he does it is now Narada is searching for Uddhava. And naturally, we've seen this as one of the core qualities to help us recognize bhakti in any form or shape is that one who has devotion wants to serve and not enjoy, does not think they're great, but thinks they're insignificant compared to God and his devotees. And have no, not only thinks that way, because you can think you're not great and want to be great and be afflicted with low self-esteem, but you don't want to be great. You don't think you're great and you don't want to be great. You don't want anything that can tinge this incredible bhav and mood of service for Krishna. You don't, you so naturally we'll see that Uddhava will deflect it, but how does he deflect that praise from Narada? Because his pride as a great devotee was crushed to dust by the gopis. It becomes really fascinating. And when Uddhava glorifies the devotees, then Balaram and Rohini go as topmost recipients of Krishna's mercy, then Balaram and Rohini, his mother, say no because they see their level of suffering. Anyway, there's so many interesting points. Anyway, and then there's a story that just illustrates the Parama Dasha Antim, this the exalted love. But one thing that's significant is when a person appreciates something, the greater his level of qualification, the more validity his appreciation is. You know, if I appreciate some poetry, that's one thing. But if a professor of poetry appreciates something, that's more substance. Or if I appreciate some food, and I'd say it's great, that's one thing. But someone who's a connoisseur and he appreciates it, then that's another thing. So the fact that Uddhava, outside of Braj, is the most respected, exalted devotee who is a disciple of Brihaspati and so learned in the scriptures, who is described in the assembly, people just want to hear his advice. He has such level of intelligence and emotion. He's the top mantri. He's so beloved of Krishna that wherever Krishna goes, he goes. And Bodhisattva, there's no one more intelligent than him. So such a person who glorifies the gopis, but it goes on from there to heighten their love. So what's happening here, and is very interesting, is Narada, you can just see again this Rasika Shastra, long verse, but these words, Mahaprem, Rasa Aveshena. Yanti, he's controlled by his total absorption in Mahaprem, Rasa Aveshena, by his total absorption in that taste of Mahaprem, which is the essence of Ladini Shakti. So it's the ultimate intoxication. He's completely controlled. And he goes to this place. And how is he described? Grihita means he's seized, he's captured. And what's he captured by? Maha Unmada, by transcendental madness. There's no yukti, there's no discrimination. He's just intoxicated. He's not acting for pleasure. Out of pleasure, he's acting. That's it. He's drunk. He's drunk with love of Godhead. And he's going to find. And therefore, Bhutavishta, he's like a haunted ghost. Completely possessed by love of Godhead. Completely possessed by love of Godhead. I've been up since 12:30, so somehow I'm usually not fatigued, but today, so I am by now. So the question becomes, how does such a person get to where he's going? So there's some explanation. He's been there before, but he's been to Dwarka before. But within Dwarka, and I didn't realize this before because it's described here, between Dwarka, once it gets to the palaces, the roads just are like Greater Kailash 2 in Delhi on steroids. You ever go to Greater Kailash? You go block A, block B, block C, then block K, and then play cock K, and then KL. Then, you know, it has no rhyme or reason. It's not like New York. You know, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, A, B, C, D. It's like 21st, 23rd Street, 24th Street, 25th Street. Anybody could find. So it's like that. It's just wandering around, but somehow he finds. And it's not just because he was there before, but when he's helpless, he's being guided by God. So although it has the same unconsciousness as someone who is mad or not intelligent enough to chart the directions to get there, but he's directed by the heart. He's directed by Krishna in the heart. And therefore, you wind up in the right place. Even without that kind of level of discrimination, like Lord Chaitanya in South India, Dick V. Dick. Which way he went, he didn't know. He was just chanting Hare Krishna. But he wound up on the bank of the Godavari to meet Ramananda Roy and have a discussion with him called Ramananda Sambhad, which is seminal to the understanding of what Lord Chaitanya gave. And it's seminal to Lord Chaitanya to understand his, or to fulfill the internal reason for his descent. So there's a certain level there. I call it unconscious competence. It's a psychological phenomena. I was reading these books by Malcolm Gladwell. I explained to you, he writes these cute little sociological studies. It's kind of brilliant. And this book, Blink, just described the phenomena of unconscious competence. You know, if I'm teaching someone to speak and give a lecture, more than anything else, I would teach them to get to the level of unconscious competence, where you don't have to think what you're saying, but another process orders to the best ability what you have. And therefore, if you studied and build up a frame of reference and have a general idea where you're going, then it will flow naturally. And it will flow beyond your intellect. You'll be empowered in whatever service you do. Our helplessness is the hand of Krishna and not resisting to the hand of Krishna. And if we don't resist the hand of Krishna, Krishna will move us as an instrument in many, many beautiful ways. And you can look at that in the story of Prabhupada in New York and or America and spreading Krishna consciousness. It wasn't just a Prabhupada was very intelligent. And the things he did was brilliant, but it wasn't just a material plan. It was one who was going with the flow, but the real flow of the super soul within the heart. So this is the description of Narada, and he's looking for Uddhava. Bhumau Kwapi. Bhumau kwapi, skalati patitakwapi, tishtat yachesh kwapyut kampambajiti luti. No, I don't have it. Can't pronounce it. He sometimes tripped and fell to the ground, and sometimes stood motionless. Sometimes his body trembled, or he rolled on the ground, or he wept in great distress. He sometimes shouted and jumped about, sometimes sang and danced, and sometimes all the transformations of priceless love of God had converged in him at once. The sampat means the complete treasure, sampat. The prema sampat, the complete treasure of love of Godhead. Yugapat, simultaneously. The vikaram, the transformations of the complete treasure of love of Godhead came all at once on him. And therefore, the symptoms are showing. He's tripping, he's falling, motionless, trembling, rolling on the ground, weeping in distress, shouting, jumping about, singing, dancing. Purport, the full manifestation of devotional ecstasy appeared in Narada's body as trembling, perspiration, standing of the bodies on hairs on end, and loud crying. Only devotees advanced in prema feel the ecstasies that externally show at these symptoms. as these symptoms. So this is bhava. And specifically, these are sattvika bhavas. Sattvika bhavas means that actions, chaste rup, and emotions, bhava rup, to serve Krishna, happen uncontrollably, spontaneously. So now Narada is going through this maze with his water pot and his veena in this ecstatic sense, with the intense utmost desire to please Krishna, which is prema itself. He man mata idanim tvam sadvadana taro baya bhava stiritam prapayanti mam sadharyam shrinvidam swayam. My dear mother, please now be fully attentive. Listen soberly with a steady concentration with what I'm about to say. Purport: Parikshit Maharaj wants his mother to listen carefully so that the Supreme Lord's pastimes he's about to describe will enchant her mind and awaken her ecstatic love. Parikshit knows from his own experience that the insanity of love for Krishna is in fact the most natural condition of the soul, and that devotees infected with this insanity are more sober and in touch with reality than anyone else. Prabhupada wrote that article when they threw Kirtananda Swami in the insane asylum for walking around with a shaved head in Rhodes. Who is crazy? These kind of symptoms are called sattvika bhav because they're born from your nature. They may not be coming from the intelligence, but they're coming from Krishna's internal potency. And now, you know, this is Maharaj Parikshit is explaining to his mother, and he's getting to the real juicy part. And he's saying, now stay on the edge of your seat, be attentive, because perception is dependent on attention. One second. So please hear. I think I'm going to write about this maybe in Monday morning greetings in Wednesday Wisdom. That the mind has these two qualities. It's a nutam, which means that it's atomic, and they're a katvam. Because it's atomic, it can only focus on a single thing at a time. So if you're not attentive, even though you're chanting, you really won't be hearing the name. Or if you're not attentive during a class, probably won't be hearing the class. So the whole purpose of our meditation is that practice means concentration, because our whole idea is that we want to experience. We want to experience God. We have to have the right attitude, and we have to have the right discipline. We have to be attentive when we're chanting. And when we are, we will feel Krishna and we'll get a taste for chanting. Yeah, it seems ideal here right now for my chanting. I have a really great place to sit. The food is so sattvic. I don't have many other responsibilities, the things on my mind. But the Anuttam, the atomic soul, Ekatvam, to singly focus. Right now in my chanting, because I realized that he says, be attentive. You have to take that mind and put it here. Otherwise, you won't get the benefit. It's the same thing with japa. You have to take that mind and put it there. So sometimes, of course, the best way when there's spontaneous attraction, but it usually doesn't start that way. So you have to take that intelligence and focus it on Krishna. To perceive Krishna and feel Krishna and have the benefit of Krishna. And to really get the fruits of, to really get the fruits of our spiritual practice. So it's so nice. He says, Mother, be attentiveness. Listen, sthiryatam. Sthiryatam means steady. That's why there's asana, because sukha and sthira. Asana is for happiness of the body and steadiness of the body, and they're connected. They said, sthiratam, Bhava, please be sthiratam, very sober, with concentration to what I'm about to say. And it's also speaking to us because we have to listen carefully now. We don't want to miss the dynamicism of this message. Purport, Prikshit Maharaj wants his mother to listen carefully so that the supreme pastime he's about to describe will enchant her mind and waken her ecstatic love. So attentiveness is important for the perception of Krishna. Prikshit knows from his own experience that the insanity of love for Krishna is the most natural condition of the soul. And the devotees infected with this insanity are more sober and touch reality than anyone else. I touched on that. That day, Lord Krishna was for some reason disturbed in mind and asleep in the inner quarters. And Uddhava had left him and sat down nearby on a terrace at the edge of the palace. There, Uddhava was joined by Baladev, Devaki, Rohini, and the queens of Krishna, like Rukmini and Satyabhama, as well as various maidservants and other ladies, including Kamsa's mother, Padmavati, a lady who had the habit of making public gossip out of Krishna's personal affairs. Purport, precisely why Krishna was disturbed, Parikshit will reveal to his mother a little further in the afternoon. He does not want her to become agitated by hearing too soon. Padmavati was Ugrasena's wife. The Srishti Kanda 48 to 51 of the Padma Purana describes that after their marriage, she stayed a short time in the house of her father, King Satyaketu. At that time, a demoniac messenger of Kuberas named Drumila or Gobila became attracted to her, and by disguising himself as Ugrasena, he seduced her. The child born from this illicit connection was Kamsa. So here's the scene. For some reason, Krishna was disturbed. And to understand Krishna's disturbance is to understand Krishna consciousness. He's disturbed. He hasn't got out of bed. But Uddhava left him to go to the terrace. And then he's joined by Uddhava, Balaram, Devaki, Rohini, the queens, maidservants, and Padmavati. So they're all gathered there. All of them sat there in shock. They saw that Narada arrived and he was acting strange. Purport, these devotees who would regularly take part of in Krishna's daily palace activities were dismayed that Krishna was lying in bed way past the time he normally rose. It was obvious to them that something was seriously wrong, but they couldn't discern exactly what. Nevertheless, they knew how to attend to Narada's arrival. Okay, I'm going to stop here because I probably have about 10 more minutes left. Interesting. I thought I had a good night rest, but maybe not. Okay, anyone? Jaruna Jaya?
Hey, Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for class. This is so many great points today. But one quick one. I love Malcolm Gladwell too. I think that book Blink is like mind-blowing. He really did a great service there. So thank you for mentioning it. But I love the point. You said it before, but when we're attentive, we feel. I love that point. When we're attentive, we feel. And the feeling we can chant. So it's more than just the intellectual conception. And I really love that we see that in this insanity that's going on. So I love that.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, the intentiveness is to have the experience. So therefore, it's important to fix up your intelligence and develop faith, otherwise you won't move in the right direction. So that's so important. Gail, you have a question?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Yeah,
Yeah,
questions asked.
I want to ask you something first. How did you get that sketch of Hari Kirtan?
From my daughter.
Okay. That's an amazing thing. Can you imagine this girl's 5 years old? She's in our Puri Yatra and she's sitting looking at people doing portraits. It's an amazing portrait of Hari Kirtan, isn't it?
Yeah, especially for a 5-year-old.
Anybody actually, but especially for a 5-year-old. Yeah.
My daughter said that she's also a very hilarious girl, and she asked me if I could see that quality in her eyes, and I said definitely.
She's a very what?
Hilarious.
Why do you say hilarious?
That's
She's
what she
always
said.
joyful.
What?
She's always joyful.
Well, apparently she has a hilarious quality that comes out with my daughter.
A sense of humor, yeah. No, when I'm in Mayapur, in fact, I brought the fam that family to Savitri,
Oh.
Pasadam, yeah.
Really?
I did, yeah.
Oh, boy, I have to bring that up with her.
Yeah. Okay, Gail, what's your question?
Question slash comment. When you were talking in the very beginning of your talk, you're talking about the fact that what the guru does is he takes a point of reference and expands upon it. So basically he starts with what you know so that you can maybe experience or understand something that you wouldn't know on your own,
Yeah.
And so when you were saying that, I immediately thought of this term, and I don't know if you would agree that it's appropriate, but the term I thought of was Arundhati Darshana Nyaya, which basically means that, if you want to show somebody something that is not so immediately visible, you point to something that is visible, that's close to it, so that you have that point of reference.
It seems like a great example, but can you give an example of this type of logic?
If you want to show somebody a very faint star in the sky, what you'll do is you might point to maybe a tree, right, as a point of reference, and you say, "Look at that tree. Now look to the right, and you'll see that dim star," which you wouldn't have seen by itself. You would have to look at the tree first, which you can easily see, and then use that as a reference to
I
like
have
something.
to think if that's the same thing. It seems to have some similarity. But that's kind of like a physical perspective. Well, yeah.
Yeah, in the sense that you start with something knowable, you know, which is,
Right.
yeah. And then
Right.
from there, you go to the something that's more unknowable.
Right. But one is more of like a perspective, almost physically, the analogy. But
Yeah, it's
no,
just an analogy only. It's an analogy.
I know it's an analogy. I just have to think about it. It there's something a little bit more, but it's applicable. Okay, what's your question, Gail?
That was it, if it's applicable. That's all.
Yes. Thank you, Gail.
Okay.
When you're merciful to me, I'm so appreciative. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Gumaraj, Tota Gopinath here. So great to see you in paradise.
Yeah, I am. It's
Good
good.
for you.
I can hear you. Okay. All right, bro. Anybody
Hare
else?
Krishna.
Okay, I'll make one other announcement. You know, I'm doing a retreat in upstate New York. Very reasonable because none of the participants do it for money, actually, or don't need that, even their maintenance. But Hari Kirtan, myself, and Jai Jagannath at Pumpkin Hollow in upstate New York. So the tr transport costs are minimal. So if anybody'd like to go on that retreat, it's going to be announced on my today by Elizabeth. She'll put up the information if you haven't gotten it. Okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Surya Radhika here. Thanks for the class.
Where are you now?
I'm still in GEV Maharaj. It seems that I prayed that I would like to stay longer, so Krishna canceled my flight, and I'm still here.
Why did Krishna cancel your flight?
The airline messaged me and said the flight is canceled, so I had to stay 5 more days here.
What airline?
Turkish.
Turkish Airlines. Okay.
Yeah, so my mom went back to Iran, but I'm still here.
Okay. You weren't disappointed?
No, I was excited at the beginning, but then it was difficult to find a place here because all the rooms were full. So I was a bit desperate at that moment. But then finally, I have a room in these Madhuvan villas, so it's nice. And
What's Madhavan Vilas? What is that?
villa, so it's like the tents. I don't know if you've seen them before.
It's in GEV.
Yeah, in GEV, but it's the tents in the jungle part, so it's nice. Yeah.
You're in a tent
And
now?
yeah, somehow a tent kind of thing, but it's
I'm sure
not
it's nice.
tent, but yeah, it's a nice place. Yeah.
Anything going on there that you'd be interested in?
Well, to be honest, there was a lady who I promised last time I was here that I would. She works in the skill center, and she saw my embroideries and said, "Why don't you teach the village girls that we have in our skill center?" And I promised her that next time I will do so. But then I saw her just the day before I was supposed to leave, and then I remembered, oh my God, I forgot about my promise. So when my airline said it's canceled, I thought maybe that's my service. So now these days I'm going to the skill center and I'm teaching the girls embroidery. So that's what I'm doing these
Yeah.
days.
Sri Radhika is expert at this. You made that Sri Radhe thing on me. Now, was your field industrial design?
Yes.
Because Gopi Gita, she's probably listening now. I met her sister, is also a professor of industrial design. And the sister, so I thought of you and your mother, and her daughter is also in that field. Yeah.
Oh,
Okay,
we
anybody
should
else
connect.
like to say hello?
Thanks. Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Krishna. Good.
Yavatsundari, Hari
Yabat
Bhakti.
Sundari.
Yes,
Yeah.
of course. That's what I said. Okay,
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Thank
Good.
you very much for the class.
Nice to
Thank
see
you.
you. Okay, great.
Thank you very much. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Haribo.
Haribo.
Anybody else
Hare
have?
Krishna Maharaj, this is Radha.
Sham Kishore, Haribol Maharaj.
Thank you so much for class.
It was
Nice to
wonderful,
meet you.
yes.
What a t-shirt that is. Whoa. He's
Very nice.
wearing
Thank you.
the orange. That's like, wow. Okay.
Shocking.
Good. Everything's okay? I saw that nice picture of the food for life, right? You did you with the
Yesterday we did for life, Maharaj. It was really nice. We had like 13 volunteers.
That's wonderful, right? That's the main thing, engaging people in devotional service, right?
Yes, and we ended up sitting on the streets, like.
That's the secret of happiness. To switch to service, to flip the switch to service. It just changes the consciousness. Okay. Yeah. Send me pictures once in a while. I like that.
Okay,
Okay.
Maharaj.
If
Hare
you
Krishna.
look on Sri Radhika's WhatsApp, you'll see her embroidery. You see it? Okay. See it up there? Okay.
We can see Maharaj, yes.
And that's Sri Radhe. I have something like that. Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Krishnamrita. Thank you so much for the class. I'm very much impressed with your words. To please Krishna is prema itself, but how to please Krishna? To please Guru.
Yeah, you know the science. Good. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody else say hello?
Thank you for class, Maharaj Amala. I'm really enjoying the WhatsApp group also.
You are okay. You shaved up.
I did. Couldn't take the mustache anymore.
Too many comments.
No, just too high maintenance for me. I like to wake up and go.
It was really like maintained. I could see that. Okay.
You.
Okay. Hey, well, we'll have to get you out here to Kali again someday.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'd love to get back down there. I miss it and everybody down there.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Gauranga, Shifal Govinda.
And Braja, thank you for class.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Back in Jersey and wait, I'll be back in Jersey in a couple of weeks. Okay. All right. Hi, Bo.
Hi, Bo.
I can't wait for the breakfast with the exotic fruits.
Thank
It's amazing. Okay, but I offered them to my deities. Okay. Anybody else? Hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It's nice to see you.
Oh, okay. David, nice to see you. Okay, great. You're in New York City now?
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't have that green background.
Yeah, I'm in my kitchen, so.
Oh, okay. Well, it could be upstate. Okay. 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 Nice to see you. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna, this is Yvette. Thank you for class, Maharaj. Very
Nice.
nice.
Nice to hear from you. Okay, great. Anybody else?
Maharaj,
Hare
I'm back
Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
What's that? Anybody else?
That was Amla was saying hello.
Okay. You wanted to say something, Gail?
Yeah, I was just wondering, you mentioned that you next Monday morning greetings, you were going to mention those two qualities of the mind, being atomic and only
But I
being
was
able
going
to.
to mention it in my Wednesday wisdom.
Oh, okay. Because you did mention it in the Art of Traction last month. So I didn't know if you were
Oh,
going.
no, this was just to explain it again because I'm having more realizations about it.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Thank
it's not easy, Gail, to come up with a realization. Now I got to come up with two realizations a week.
you.
I got to be so on. I got to look at the world through Krishna.
Well, I want you to slow down because I'm having enough trouble keeping up with Mondays.
Have
So.
to see the world through the eyes of Shastra all the time. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Vanchakalpa through Bishop.